No results in Iowa.
The app was freezing. They weren't able to submit.
Candidates move on.
It is good to be in New Hampshire.
Weighing in on impeachment.
The president's behavior was shameful and wrong.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Des Moines, Iowa, where we are witnessing caucus chaos. 12 hours after last night's much-anticipated Iowa caucuses began, there are still no official results. This is what you got last night if you tried to contact state party officials.
Thank you for calling the Iowa Democratic Party's caucus hotline. All of our representatives are currently busy.
A number of reasons are being blamed for the problems, including a malfunctioning app. With no official results last night, guess what the major candidates did? Almost all acted like they were winners. From Pete Buttigieg.
Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
To Bernie Sanders.
Change is coming.
To Elizabeth Warren.
This is our moment. This is the moment we have been called to.
This was Joe Biden.
So it's on to New Hampshire.
Even though there are no official results, the Sanders and Buttigieg campaigns early this morning released some of their internal numbers, suggesting that it was a good night for their two candidates and possibly a bad night for Joe Biden. CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn says Biden may have reason to worry.
I think the Biden campaign expected him to be viable everywhere. If he's losing viability in a number of precincts, a number of caucus areas, that's a big deal.
Whatever took place last night, it's an embarrassment for state party officials. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
This is not something that Iowa wanted to be known for in a caucus that they had spent years planning for. They wanted this to be transparent. They wanted data to arrive to the public and to the press quickly. This did not happen tonight. It's turned off voters, and it's especially turned off campaigns.
As for the Republicans, yes, they held caucuses too, but without any apparent problems. President Trump, with only token opposition, easily won. Steve?
Well, the president mocked the chaos in Iowa as an unmitigated disaster for Democrats. Next up after the messy business is next week's New Hampshire primary. CBS's Ed O'Keefe begins our coverage in Manchester.
There are dozens of events across New Hampshire today as these candidates head to diners and community centers and will be meeting with voters across the state, trying to find some sense of momentum and realizing that any momentum they could have gotten from a definitive victory last night, at least, is gone for now. As one aide to one of the campaigns told me, quote, this deflates any potential momentum for any candidate.
I'm Steve Burns. Herb in Portsmouth could probably speak for a lot of voters in New Hampshire right now.
I'm still up in the air on who I'm going to vote for.
As is customary here, he expects to see most of the candidates in person.
Well, I want someone who's able to beat Trump in the polls.
The University of New Hampshire's Andy Smith says New Hampshire tends to lead the country in turnout, and this year, every vote will mean something.
We've never had four candidates that are essentially tied in the polls that have money and have organizations in the state.
Steve Burns for CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Well, correspondent Nancy Cordes says President Trump's State of the Union speech to Congress tonight will come just before the Senate takes final action in his impeachment trial.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is the latest Republican to condemn President Trump, though she said she would not vote to remove him.
I cannot vote to convict. The Constitution provides for impeachment, but does not demand it in all instances.
She joins a series of Republicans who say they will vote to acquit.
The House didn't prove Trump committed a crime.
House impeachment managers and the president's legal team made their final pleas yesterday, ahead of Wednesday's vote.
You can't trust this president to do the right thing, not for 1 minute. Not for one election, not for the sake of our country.
The defense insisted the Democrats' case does not meet the high bar for impeachment.
The only appropriate result here is to acquit the president and to leave it to the voters to choose their president.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Tonight, in the chamber where he was impeached 2 months ago, President Trump delivers his State of the Union address. Aides say ahead of tomorrow's final Senate vote, they're not currently planning for the president to bring up the matter. The theme for the speech, the Great American Comeback. The notion in this election year that the president delivered on his promise to make the country and its economy stronger.
American Airlines has just suspended all flights to and from Hong Kong. CBS's Mola Lenghi says it's the latest coronavirus travel restriction.
There is a lot of panic everywhere.
As the coronavirus leaves parts of China in a seemingly never-ending lockdown,
I think it's quite safe to go outside now if you don't interact with people.
Some countries are taking extreme measures to stop its spread. In Japan, officials quarantined thousands of cruise ship passengers after a Hong Kong man who sailed on it last month tested positive for the virus. And in Hong Kong, more than 2,000 medical workers went on strike, demanding that the government close all its borders with mainland China.
Radio host Rush Limbaugh says shortness of breath on his birthday last month was the first sign of trouble. He told his audience yesterday that doctors have determined he has advanced lung cancer. He'll take days off for treatment.
I'll be back here. I hope you'll be back on Thursday. If not, it'll be as soon as I can. And know that every day I'm not here, I'll be thinking about you and missing you. Thank you very much.
A medical board in Minnesota has fined a doctor $4,600 for prescribing pain medication for the pop star Prince in another person's name. Michael Schulenberg was also reprimanded by the board. Parents have been given more say about their kids' messages on Facebook messaging. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Parents will now be able to see their children's chat history on Messenger Kids, and users will be told what kind of information others can see about them. Facebook's come under fire over its plans to extend end-to-end encryption across all its messaging services. Child safety advocates had warned that could prevent law enforcement from accessing evidence of child abuse.
After a long delay, some new transplant regulations have taken hold.
New rules covering donated livers go into effect today. Rules that are designed to make sure the sickest patients get their transplants first. Right now, there's a geographic disparity where some states have long waiting lists, some have shorter lists. That's led to wealthier patients traveling to short list states to get their transplants sooner. The United Network for Organ Sharing, which operates the nation's transplant system, says this new policy will save lives. Jim Michenevy, CBS News.
Police say a 54-year-old woman on an interstate in rural South Carolina got her hands stuck between her car tire and fender when she tried to change a flat. So she kicked off a shoe and used her toes to maneuver her cell phone to call for help. 10 minutes later, help did arrive. The woman's injuries to her hands and fingers are said to be severe. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.